I got the baseline. I got the baseline.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
The tenor. Is that what they call it? The tenor?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I love that. I love the low, the bass guy.
I always like the, what's that? Giddy up, bow, bow, bow. Like, that's, I can do that guy. I can do that guy.
I want to be that guy. Yeah.
That guy.
The tenor. Is that what they, is that? I remember this band.
I think no bass. It could be
three
the
men and a tenor. I don't know. Is that a popular?
You had the three tenors, right? Those three guys with the jet black beards, I believe, and they yeah. But no, they sang the three tenors. I think they were opera, weren't they?
Like, I don't know, opera. But I love those.
I know. I want to be the, you know, in the song.
They always start like snapping their fingers.
Yeah, well, what was that? You got to do that in unison. Come on now. You got to keep it going. No, I want to be the guy at the end of Blue Moon. You know, right? Blue Moon. Bomba da bomba bomba da bomba da bomba da bomba da
dang da dang da dang. Yeah, that guy. I love that
blue
guy.
Blue Moon. Right? Everyone knows that guy. Everyone knows the Deep Blue Moon guy.
Have you ever typed in the deepest voice into YouTube?
I have, because, again, I don't have a real job and I have way too much downtime.
It's like three men and a tenor or whatever. It's there's another guy in it who's got a really high voice who kills it. But the low voice, all right, guy.
Just because there's no purpose to this show, I'm going to do a deepest voice.
It's going to be the first video.
Deepest voice.
And you got to, like, fast forward to, like, 3 minutes into it, the very end of it.
Is it the singer?
Yeah, there's no foul language in this video, for sure.
Is it that bald guy, right? Is it the bald guy?
No, it's not the bald guy. It's the other one. Keep going down.
I got it right here. Yes. I found it.
All right, you got to wait for the ad, though, because you...
No, the ad's not. It's not playing.
Hey, singer. Larry Pippen is our baritone singer. And that featured on that great song, our new single coming out real soon.
Yeah, I got him. Here we go.
Mr. Wayne.
Go. It's here it is. Turn it up.
The balls
on this guy are the biggest I've ever seen.
If that doesn't make you want to just get with your woman right there, you throw that on. That is baby making music right there.
Grabbing my throat right now, just like imagining. Go back one more time with that.
Let's see if I can get the. Where's that right there?
How can you get that low?
Just that guy's testicles just must be
massive.
With big old meaty clackers out there.
Massive.
Come on, baby, do the low voice. Okay.
He looks like a good dude too.
Yeah, he's probably a great guy. Probably a great bowler.
Great in church. The tones in church. Oh, okay. My God.
John, you got to sing in the church choir. All right.
I got him.
You're the only guy that can sing that low. It's unbelievable.
I'm glad that was played on this show.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's honestly a classic video.
That should be once a week. That track, it's called Rainbow. And that should be at least played once a week on the show. We will. We'll start doing that. Anyway.
You got a scratchy voice, but that guy's got him.
Yeah, mine's more, I don't know, like 80s cover band at a pool party type voice. All right? Y'all ready to rock? Yeah.
Exactly. More of an AC/DC.
That guy is a county fair senior's night kind of voice.
Singing doxology for a while.
Love it.
For sure.
Anyway, now that we've once again continued to waste everyone's time, let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit, visit pumpthatseptic.com. No, you and I are going to embarrass ourselves if we try and do that. We're gonna throw out a nut if we try and go that low. So, anyway, hit them up. Pump That Septic, and you will be happy that you did. Well, the U.S. government has just declared the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency. Woo, 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 monkeypox. We now have more cases of it than any other country on the planet, including places that have had their share of monkeypox in the past. The U.S.
How do you not get monkeypox?
I honestly don't know. At this point, I'm just going to stay.
No, it's not a mask.
No, it's not a mask. I do believe it is right now. It's the fornication side of it. I think that's the best way. So
really?
You and I are lucky we're married. We're not getting laid. What are you talking about? But, yeah, that's I think, the main way that's going on right now. But why does it have to be so aggressively called? Like monkeypox? Like, that's just – can we just – or maybe we need a scary name to keep people from just being all willy-nilly
with
it.
Got my hand up in the air.
Yes, yes, you, Hunter, in the back. I can't wait to hear this question.
Who makes up the names?
Some guys in lab.
Who's got that job? There's a job. Literally, there's a job out there. They're like, hey, you know, all these crazy, you know, diseases and whatnot.
Yeah.
You got to make up a name for it. That's your job.
Yeah. I think if you discover it, you get to name it. Isn't that how it goes?
Monkeypox.
Yeah. This was discovered by Dr. Monkeypox. And it's like, all right, we're going to call it monkeypox. No, no, no. Don't call it after me, guys. No. Come on. Well, your name fits perfectly.
What would be a worse name?
For monkeypox?
Yeah. I can make that.
I don't know.
Worse.
Primate infectious primate primate. I don't know. I'm not a naming guy.
I don't want any disease that has the word monkey in it.
Not monkey pox. I think is what really gets me.
I mean, that's rough too.
Let's be honest. Monkeys are cheeky and fun. All right, you go to the zoo, you see a monkey. It's usually a pretty good day. However, if there's anything in your day that involves pox of any, I mean, you know, any animal. Into pox, chicken pox, iguana pox.
But even chicken pox. Like, I'd rather have chicken pox.
Yeah. But still,
I don't know about monkey pox.
When you hear pox, though, that's really, I think, the visual that we all see.
The word monkey screams disease to me for some reason.
You mean the animal that hurls their duty at people? You know,
yeah.
That guy.
It has something to do with
right?
it, you know?
They clean each other by picking at it and eating the little bugs. No, okay, now let's think of a name, an animal worse. To put with pox, right? So you got chicken pox, you got monkey pox. What about
snake pox?
Iguana pox?
Iguana. I like iguanas.
Yeah, but do you want iguana pox?
Probably.
Makes your eyes turn all weird directions and your tongue really long? Is that an iguana?
It doesn't, cringe me up, though.
What about Gila monster pox? That sounds pretty bad. Yeah. Hornet pox?
Not as bad as monkey pox.
Though. Yeah, you still have monkey pox, huh? Anyway. Well, good news, Hunter. It is now, according to the U.S. government, a public health emergency. See, now
if I got monkeypox, I'd probably just do that. Oh, he's got monkeypox.
Sitting up in a tree, just every time someone walks by.
It makes sense.
Throwing
he's good at climbing now.
Crazy. He grew a tail. It's nuts. I don't think that happens with monkeypox, but anyway. Well... Give it a few years, and you're probably not going to find a lot of Kimberleys or Garys on the kindergarten attendance list. They've been ranked among the most unpopular baby names of 2022. Researchers,
Kimberly?
Yeah, Kimberleys and Garys. Researchers crunched data from Google Trends and also found names like Angela, Lorraine, Alexa, and Nicole are the most unpopular for girls compared to a generation ago. For boys, Kobe, Jeffrey, Stuart, Chad, and Bill have all been dropped from the most in popularity since the 90s. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I've never, obviously, I don't have a kid, but you do. How hard was it to name that child?
Not very hard, because if you just do some basic critical thinking as an adult, because we've already talked about this, and if you've ever not heard us talk about this, if you're one of those parents that gives your kid just a goofy-ass name, because you're doing it for likes on social media, you're awful, all right?
You know?
There's nothing wrong with naming your kid John.
Is there a middle ground? Like that. That's a big thing. Like, this child's going to have this name for the rest of his or her life.
I don't think adults think about that, especially now in the days. See, now, back before social media, before the first thing you did it was, you know, posting on Facebook a photo of your baby, all right? Back then, people just like, hey, we got to give this kid a name. Let's give it a good name. Now, everyone's like, hey, we got to post a photo of this baby on Facebook, and we want to get a lot of likes. We want to go viral. So let's give them some crazy-ass name with a goofy-ass spell. Well, think about, like, Elon Musk. What do you name his kid? Like, EX, the 32-pound sign, right? Ampersand? I mean, come on, though. What are you doing?
Like, there's a point in your life. Like, I love, what is a popular name?
Braxton.
Jerry.
Braxton.
Ryan. Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Danny.
You know, like, if you're one of these, and I'm not busting on you at all. I love your name. I do. Yeah. But is there a point in your life where, like, ask your parents, like, did you just kind of give up?
Yeah.
Like, did you just find the middle ground, like,
Look, Dan. Your mother was in labor for 36 hours. I was super tired.
Bob.
And we just, yeah.
How about a Bob?
You know what? I didn't even want to write like Robert down. I just went with Bob.
Like the pre-made janitor name tag.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know there's like a those aren't custom. Like, it's always a Jerry. It's always a Bob. Yeah. It's always a...
Yeah. But again, though, that's fine. That's fine.
It's fine.
I'd rather have that than...
Than like a...
some Shafia. Kid named... Yes. Ashlyn, where it's like seven S's and for some reason a dash in the middle somewhere.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. I name my my child Star because that's what they are to me. They're a star.
All right.
But it's with three A's, a silent O, and 97 R's. That's how you spell my kid's
your
name.
Your child is Northwest, huh?
Hey, just give him
that's
a normal
the
name.
Name.
Right, just give him a normal
Northwest.
Name. I am sad to see Chad go because Chad's one of my favorites. All right, Chad's
I do like Chad. I like
whenever
Chad.
You see a Chad, Chad's always down for a good time. All right.
Do you ever think usually, about changing your name? If you were to change your name, what would you change it to?
Probably like Chad. Yeah, Chad. Or Kyle. I like the name Kyle.
I like Kyle.
Yeah, Kyles are always. You don't see a lot of Kyles. Of course, you know there's certain names though that don't seem like old people names. Like, when's the last time you ran into an old Chad? Right, like a 75-year-old Chad. All right.
Or Henry. Like if you name your kid Henry.
Yeah. Harold.
Harold. Henry.
Yeah.
Bunch of the H names. I'm Hunter. That's kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a lot of H names. Usually those people suck. So.
What are Greta?
Greta. That's a good name. Little Gretty.
Mildred.
I like
what's
Mildred.
The last time somebody named. Like, hey, we're sticking with it. We're
the Great Depression was the last time Mildred got thrown around. Yeah.
Mildred.
Old Millie.
It sounds good.
Old Millie.
Rolls off Millie.
But anyway, so yeah, if you named any of your kids those names, they're unpopular names and you're a terrible parent. How about that? How about that?
You gave up.
Lastly, I got to end with this real quick before we go because I know we reported on this and we were all upset. But now Klondike says that they may... re-release, or they're planning on re-releasing the Choco Taco in a couple years. So, yeah. Yep. So
like
what they
Tom
did was...
Tom Brady retiring but coming back.
Yeah. We're sick of this tease, all right? All you did was you did it to drum up some publicity.
Here's the thing.
All right? You messed with our emotions, and now, you know what? No, I'm not going to eat Choco Taco.
Once you hang it up.
Yeah.
Once you hang it... This is a new rule. If I become president, which will never happen, obviously, but this is the first rule. Once you hang it up,
That's it. You don't get to come back, all right? You don't get to Tom Brady this, all right? Come back all teary-eyed saying, I just can't quit. You don't get to Brett Favre it, all right, and come back and take some wiener picks and
I'm sick of people hanging things up and bringing it back and it becoming extremely lucrative.
Yeah. Hunter, we should do that just like monthly. Like once a month we say, all right, that was
you're
the last
show.
That was the last show, and then we come back.
Done.
However, I don't know if that would work
Wouldn't
in our case.
Wouldn't be extremely lucrative. Right.
Like we jokingly do a bit saying we're retired. We come back. Our key fobs aren't working on the Wait, guys. Right. This is a joke. I need this job. I'm not qualified for anything else.
They're going to clap us off. Like Eli Manning when he, you know.
I feel, you know, Eli Manning, like this last season was like, so am I not coming back, guys? Like, is this really?
No, you're not.
No, we clapped
you
off.
You hung it up.
You're done. All right. We decided. You're done.
Not he enough. Got clapped off, man.
Put the football down, Eli. You are not coming back. You are.
People aren't supposed to clap when you retire.
We clapped you off. Guys, I still got like 5 years on my contract. Wait, no, no. You're done. Get out of here.
He almost smiles when that happened.
Anyway, so yeah, Choco Taco, I guess not gone forever. So, effing Klondike messing with our emotions, you son of a bitch. Real Chad move, Klondike. All right.
I know what you're doing. I'm on to your trail.
I know what you're doing, and I don't like it. All right, there you go. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 101.